You're listening to the Beautiful Life podcast, where we believe this is no ordinary life, and every day an opportunity to discover more of God's heart, pursue His manifest presence, and make a difference by no ordinary means. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Nigel Desmond. For more information and other resources, visit www.noordinarylife.co.za.
I'm going to revisit a word that has actually been coming up again and again since the beginning of this year. And while I was meditating on it and just writing about it this week, I felt like it just came alive again in my spirit. And I feel like it is more than just a sermon. I feel like it's a prophetic sermon for us at this time. And so turn with me in your Bibles to Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. You will almost be getting to memorize this passage this year, because just we've been back here so often. And as I read it, I want you to just to absorb these words. I feel like they are words for us as a community, and actually they are words for us as a city. So Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11, and I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation, because I just particularly like the wording. The season has changed. The bondage of your barren winter has ended, and the season of hiding is over and gone. The rains have soaked the earth and left it bright with blossoming flowers. The season for singing and the pruning of vines has arrived. I hear the cooing of doves in our land, filling the air with songs to awaken you and guide you forth. Can you not discern this new day of destiny breaking forth around you? The early signs of my purposes and plans are bursting forth. The budding vines of new life are now blooming everywhere. The fragrance of their flowers whispers, there is change in the air. Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run with me to the higher place. For now is the time to arise and come away with me. So I just read it again this week, and it's the gift that keeps on giving in my spirit at the moment. And I really believe that this is a word for us. That for many of us, we have gone through a time in the last couple of years where we've experienced barrenness in an area of our life. And I believe that right today, I just speak a word and I break barrenness off of your life in any form in Jesus' name. Whether that be in your finances, in your family, in your relationships, in your body, any kind of barrenness, right now in the name of Jesus, I break it. Because change is in the air. And I believe that God is releasing supernatural power into your life today to make your life fruitful. I love this next passage. It goes on and says, the bondage of your barren winter has ended. And then it goes on and it just speaks about God releasing new life. For some of us, I know, I mean, in areas of my life, God began to speak to Debbie and I probably about 5 years ago about he was coming and he was pruning. And, you know, that's never one of your most encouraging words. You know, it's like, you know, you see the Lord coming with, you know, pruning shears and you're like, no, here I am, Jesus, send him, you know. And you're never all that encouraged. And it's only been recently that I've begun to understand, just to really get a deep revelation of the fact that pruning is an act of God's love. That when God comes, actually everything that God does is God's love. But God cuts things away that were once fruitful, but he cuts things away that are stopping you being fruitful in this season. And so I just make this declaration that change is in the air. Things are about to change for us as a community, for you personally, for your family, and for our city. Because it's amazing. In the Word of God, God says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil. Whoa. Okay, I love that scripture. It always makes me a little bit drunk in the spirit. My wife always says to me, you've got to clarify. You know, guys, otherwise they think you're getting drunk. I'm like, I don't think they think I'm getting drunk. I'm not sipping off the microphone, but just to clarify for those of you who are in any doubt, I'm not drunk as you suppose. Okay. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, for I know the plans for you, plans for good and not for evil. The heart of God is continually for the good of humanity. Even when God prunes, even when God judges, the heart of God is always continually for the good of humanity. And so God has good plans for this city. Many of us have gone through this winter, and it's true for individuals, for churches, for nations. But I believe that change is in the air. And it's been interesting. I feel like for many of us, we felt like in many places you go, it's like, have you ever gone and seen a very old fireplace? You go into a house and they've got one of those lovely stone fireplaces or brick fireplaces. And you go there and all the bricks and the stones, they're burnt black, etc. And they might be a little bit cracked. You can see a little bit of ash still left over and it smells of fire. But there's no fire. There's no warmth. I feel like in many places in the body of Christ, you go there and you can see the evidence of there was fire here once. And everyone's still very proud of the fireplace, but there's no warmth coming out of the fireplace. I believe it's about a change. I believe that God is wanting to release a fresh wave of Holy Ghost fire that's going to burn through the world and through the body of Christ. And we're going to start seeing whole churches that... maybe people have written off as, oh, you know, that movement's dead, or, you know, they're too traditional, or they're too wild. We're going to see whole waves of the presence of God just coming through and things getting changed. And I also believe that's going to be true for you. That fresh fire is about to fall on you. Have you ever gone through a time in your life when you're kind of remembering the encounters that you once had? Does anyone ever miss the Lord? You feel like, Jesus, I miss you. I miss you. And I want to tell you, last Sunday after our morning service, I mean, wasn't that just the most beautiful outpouring that we experienced last Sunday? I mean, I think there were several people who were drunk in the Holy Spirit on the floor after the meeting. And man, I loved it. But when we went home that night, we do a Zoom call with a number of our international partners. And we were on our Zoom call. And a friend of mine, of ours, came on and he began to share. He'd been to a conference in the United States, a Randy Clark conference. And about 10 years ago, Debbie and I went to a Randy Clark conference. And both of us had really significant encounters with the Lord. By which I mean, we disrupted the conference. Pretty much, we had such wild encounters with Jesus. Anyway, he starts sharing over the Zoom call, and man, the presence of God just dropped on me, and I was out for the rest of the call. I literally could not recover. Debs and Jess had to take the call, and I had this power encounter, presence encounter, love encounter. It was so intense last Sunday evening. And I lay there on the floor just feeling his presence just going through me, trying to get up because, there's the pastor side of my brain that just never shuts off, you know. It's like, and I'm going, you better be ready, let's call, get up. And I'm crying. And it's like, you know what it felt like? It felt like the Lord thought I was unnecessary. Shocking. Shocking. It's like he was just standing there, keeping me on the floor. And as I was lying there, I just said, Lord, I've missed you. I've missed this, Lord. I've missed these glory encounters with you. I just really believe that we are in for a fresh season of encounter. A fresh season of just getting into the river, like Karen said this morning. Just being in a river and just going with the flow of His power and His presence. But if that's the case, and it is the case, I believe, what do we do with a word like this, that the season has changed? Because when God begins releasing words like this, it's not just for encouragement, as encouraging as it is. And let's be honest, we all need a bit of encouragement. But God releases words like this in a season like this so that we can position ourselves for breakthrough. You know, when you, any surfers in the room, anyone do surfing? No one does surfing. I need my son. Anyone ever done body surfing? Okay, some people have done some body surfing. Okay, so when you body surfing, or you know, you got your boogie board and on the thing, if you go out and you position yourself in the waves and you just sit there, you don't catch the wave. You've got to position yourself in order to catch the waves. Otherwise, they just come flowing past you. And one of the things that that you need to do, first thing you do is you position yourself that you're facing the same way as the wave. That should be, you know, obvious. The second is, when you see the wave coming, you begin to paddle and you start cooperating with the wave. And then that's how you catch the wave and you can ride it all the way to the beach. Now, many people, when they see the Lord about to release a fresh wave of the Holy Spirit, they just stand and watch. Now, the problem is, if you can stand and watch and you will actually see the wave coming, you may even feel it, you will get a temporary lift, and then it'll be all over for you. But God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to cooperate with what He is doing, start paddling in the same direction as the wave is coming, and then ride the wave. Amen? You see, that's many people. I remember the first time I ever experienced the move of God in our church was when I was a very young pastor in our first church in Grahamstown. And it started suddenly. I had this dream, and I was really excited about it, and I preached off the back of the dream. And at the end of the service, I called people up for prayer, and about two-thirds of the church responded to the word. And it was a word for repentance and salvation. It was so awkward because literally all the leaders came up. Like all the leaders came to get saved. And I knew they were already saved, but such was the manifested presence in the room that there was just something in our hearts to respond to God. And so everyone came forward and they got saved. And I started laying hands on people and people started just dropping and laughing in the Holy Spirit. And that had never happened in my service before. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. One girl, I went to lay hands on her, and literally the power of God came out of my hand so tangibly that I felt a bang in the air like that. I jumped back about 2 feet because I literally got a fright. I was like, eww! And then I put my pastor face on. And trust me, folks, I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing. And carried on going. And just people were dropping like this. It was amazing. Next week, I got to service so excited. I thought the same thing was going to happen. Preached, called people up, same thing, huge response to the altar call. Now I thought I knew what was about to happen because I've been there, and I laid hands on the first person. I said, Lord, I release your joy. And this person drops down and starts bawling their eyes out. They are sobbing their eyes out. I'm like, Jesus, which part of joy did you not understand? It's a very short word. And everyone just starts crying. That went for 3 weeks. And then I phoned our pastor here in Cape Town. And I told him what was happening, and he was not comfortable with these things. He said, Nigel, that sounds weird. I don't want our churches to be known for weird stuff. If God wants to do that, He can do that. But you are not to do anything to, I can't remember the word he used, but like provoke that kind of thing. And I was a very obedient young pastor, so I said, okay. And you know what? The move stopped. Stopped like that. After 3 weeks, we had this powerful move. And it was 8 years further before I had another move. And I was a little bit older and I knew a little bit better what to do. See, that is what can happen sometimes is you see the move of God coming, but you become a spectator of what God is doing instead of cooperating with God's word, and then you don't catch it. And you may feel it, you may get a temporary lift like a wave going past you, and you can just bob over the wave, and then it passes you by, and you watch it go to the beach, but you stay where you were. I believe that God wants to get us ready for what he wants to do in the earth. Amen? So how do we prepare? Well, it's time. In my time with the Lord this week, I heard the Lord just say, Nigel, the time of acceleration is here. Time of acceleration. So four things to do in this time. It's time to sing. Verse 11 says, and the season has changed. The bondage of your barren winters ended. The season of hiding is gone. Where is it? Left of... Where's the time to sing? The time... Okay, buddy. Time... Where's it gone? It's in here somewhere. There we go. The season for singing. There we go. The season for singing and the pruning of vines has arrived. So what's the season for? It's a time to sing. It's the time to sing. What does that speak about? It speaks about... releasing new songs in the season. You see, there's something powerful about beginning to worship the Lord again. For many of us, during the barren season, during the time of the winter season, despondency, depression, despair, cynicism, those things begin to settle in our spirits, even though we don't want them to be there. Can anyone identify with this, or is it only me who kind of like felt a little bit like this? God has given you an antidote for that, and it's worship. It's worship. And you know what? One of the quickest ways to break off the spirit of heaviness that wants to settle on you is to begin to sing again. Sing worship songs. Sing out to the Lord. Turn with me also to Isaiah. Isaiah 42. I want you to see something. I'm going to read that one in a different translation. I'm going to read that in the New American Standard. Behold, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praise from the ends of the earth. It's interesting how the Lord always releases new songs in new seasons.
Yep, come on, band.
So, yeah, I'm just saying, band, get ready. I honestly believe an anointing is going to come on you in this season to write and to release new songs. And I've told you guys, I'm believing for a music label to come out of this church, out of this movement, you know, Infinite Music, that's going to touch the world, going to touch our city. Amen? And I'm believing that God's going to release to us and through us some of the new songs that will shape the new move that God wants to do. What is it about new songs? You see, when God begins to release something, that nothing will stop you from seeing it more than if you're still shrouded with depression and despair. But as you begin to worship, as you begin to give thanks, it clears your perspective and you begin to see the goodness of God. As you begin to see the goodness of God, hope begins to settle in your spirit and faith is released to embrace what God is wanting to do. And that's a miracle season. That is a miracle season. New seasons require new songs. So it's time to get back to just worshiping, to get to clearing our perspective. Sheesh, that's blowing my notes away. Okay. That's all right. I'm finished with that page anyway, so you can keep that there. So praise and worship will help you shed your winter mindset. Secondly, time for pruning. Like I said, I mentioned to you, The Lord's really been speaking to me how pruning is just a picture of God's love. God prunes us out of His love. He cuts away everything which impedes fruitfulness in your life. And, you know, it's so difficult sometimes to see that, but what often happens is we take a long time working at things in our lives. You know, God gives you something and you love it, and you look after it, and it just is fruitful and you love it for a long time. But after a while, it's taking more and more effort to produce less and less fruit in that particular thing. And you just feel that grace is lifting off of an area of your life. And you can't understand because, man, I used to love doing this. And now it's like, oh. And you know what may be happening? Lord may be just coming and saying, okay, it's time. We're going to cut that off. But because you've had such a history with that thing, you're like, No, Jesus, just give it 5 more years. I'm sure if I work hard enough, I can make some more grapes on this vine, Lord. And the Lord's like, no, trust me, this needs to go. A little while ago, my apple tree that I'm growing in my garden, I'm just loving espaliering this apple tree. And it had already flowered at the beginning of the season. And I went in and I gave it a mid-season pruning. And I was amazed that within weeks it flowered again. It flowered again because it wasn't putting all of its life into these long branches, but all of a sudden it had extra energy just to push out a whole new set of flowers. And you know what? That's why God prunes our lives. Because He wants to make you fruitful. He wants to release new life and new fruit in you. And so be ready to let go of some of the stuff that's in your life. Things that aren't fruitful, things that God says, listen, the season has gone for that. And begin asking the Lord, who am I now in this season? Who am I called to be now in this season? And also, who do you want to show yourself to me as in this season? You know, there's seasons where God will, He's not a different God. He just reveals a different aspect of Himself to you. So I've been praying this, and so I was asking the Lord about this the other day, and I heard the Lord say, Nigel, in this season, I want to reveal myself to you as the promise keeper. I'm like, amen. I'm up for that one, Jesus. I'm up for that one. And funny enough, after He said that to me, I've been having these amazing dreams about our property. I had a dream either this week or last week in which I was standing on a mountaintop property and there was this massive rainbow over the mountain. And obviously our symbol of infinite is of a rainbow. And I believe God is wanting to reveal Himself as the promise keeper in this season. And I said, and Lord, who do you want to show me? Who am I? I heard the Lord say, you're my son. I want you to walk in a new level of sonship in this season. Third thing, time to listen. Time to listen. It says, I hear the cooing of doves. It's been so interesting. The first time we got this scripture, read this scripture, for about 2 weeks after that, we literally got woken up every morning by a dove comes and sits on top of our thatch roof. Now, because we've got a thatch roof, the sound insulation is not great. Okay, we've often said it's like living in a tent. If the wind is blowing even slightly loudly, it sounds like there's a gale outside in our house. So right above our bed, we had this rock dove come every morning at 5 o'clock. And man, I would meditate on this scripture, you know. I was like, wow. You know, the cooing of doves awakening us to guide us forth. And I'm feeling blessed by this. Debbie's getting grumpy. Eh? She's like a flipping dove. Waking me up every morning. Coo, coo, coo. And went up for about 2 weeks, you know. And she's getting fed up with the dove. But he hasn't come for a while since Debbie put a complaint into Jesus. But the most amazing thing is, this is a picture of the Holy Spirit. In a season where God is doing something new, principles are not enough. You see, if you live your life, your Christian life, just by principles, principles are not going to be enough. Because God says, behold, I am doing a new thing. And when he does a new thing, by definition, it's new. And I love it. I often go places and I see God do stuff. And we see God do signs and wonders and miracles. And there's always someone who comes up and says, listen, I've never seen God do that before. I've never heard about that. And you want to go back, where's that in the Bible? And you say, well, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. So by definition, he's going to start doing things that you haven't seen, you haven't heard, and you haven't even thought of, and God's prepared them for you. So if God is going to start doing things that you've never seen, you've never heard, you might not have even thought of, how are you going to know it's the Lord? By listening to his voice. You see, in seasons when God is doing something new, relationship has to be at the place where you are in intimacy that you might not recognize what is happening, but you know who is doing them. So you can say, wow, Jesus, I'm just checking. That was you, right? That was you, because that was wild, Jesus. Amen? Many, many times I've been in a place, I was even actually before the service sharing some testimonies and stories of times when I've gone and ministered and God's asked me to do things where I've just said, I've been afraid. I'm like, no, Jesus, that's awkward. I don't want to do that. But if you've learned to listen to his voice, miracles will happen. One time I was in a meeting in one city here, and I was ministering at a Every Nation School of Campus Ministry, and this young lady walked past me, and I heard the Lord say, I want you to give her a kiss on her forehead. I didn't know this young lady. I mean, I didn't have a relationship with her. I was like, Jesus, that's awkward. No, I'm not doing that. No, listen. I mean, not only that, but she was very beautiful. So I thought, nah, that's very possibly my flesh. No. And so the Lord's just pushing me. And like a lot of people are getting breakthroughs. They're getting touched by the Holy Spirit. This young lady, nothing's happening to her. I can see she's just getting more and more anxious in that place where she was saying to herself, what's wrong with me? Why won't God touch me? You know, that kind of thing. And she's getting anxious. So I did the next best thing, then obedience, which is disobedience. And so our campus pastor was in the same class, Yolanda, and I said, Yolanda, come up and give her a kiss on her forehead. Because I thought, you know, it's not so awkward, a girl giving. So Yolanda, nothing happens. Yolanda heads back, and you know, both of them are just feeling awkward now. Yolanda heads back to her seat, and I hear the Holy Spirit just speak in my spirit, and he says, does she look like a father to you? I'm like, no. And now I'm just like really battling. So anyway, I wish I could say I just manned up and got obedient, but I didn't. I actually was on my way out. I'm walking out, and this young lady walks up to me again. She said, you know, I'm just really battling. I don't know why. Something rises up, and I feel so tense, and I just feel like God doesn't see me. And I looked at her, and I knew, oh, Jesus. And so I said to her, listen, I felt the Lord told me to do something, and I just felt a bit awkward, but can I have your permission? I feel like God wants to do a prophetic act with you. And she said, yeah, sure, Pastor, anything. And I gave her a kiss on her forehead. It was like somebody had hit her in the head with a brick. The power of God hit this young lady, and she went flying on the floor, burst out crying. And it comes out afterwards that her whole life, her dad had just never given her affection and loved her. She had never received a dad's love. She just bawled. Man, I'll be honest, I grabbed my briefcase and ran out the door. I thought, that was not awkward. But her whole life changed. From that moment on, something broke up in her heart, and she could receive from the Lord. Her problem was, she felt that Father God was like her dad, and that her dad didn't see her, then Father didn't see her. But just the Lord released something off of that. Now, I wasn't in a place where I thought, okay, this is, you know, this is what you do. I was definitely in the place of principle. This is what you don't do. I don't want to do this. But because I heard the voice of the Lord in that thing, it gave me the liberty to do things and go places I'd never been before and to see results that I'd never seen before. Amen? So it's time to listen. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's going to guide you in this season in new ways, fresh ways, business opportunities coming up. Maybe you know, an email will come in and you'll just feel something on that. Or you'll feel like, you know what, I need to reach out to this person. Debbie and I have made it a habit very often that if someone comes to mind, oh yeah, that's strange, I haven't thought about them for a while, maybe we pray about it and send them a prophetic word. Hey, I was just thinking about you today. And we've seen God so often touch people just by learning to listen for God's voice in the little things of the day. And then finally, the final I think to do in this time, it says time to arise. The Lord said in that passage, he said, come away with me to the higher place. Arise with me. What's that speaking about? That's speaking about settling into your place of intimacy with God. This is a season for real intimacy with the Holy Spirit. This is a season because along with the wave of the Holy Spirit, very often comes the enemy trying to distract you from it, other things, challenges, persecution, etc. The two things very often go together, which is why it's good for us to be settled into that place of intimacy, the higher place in the Lord. So it's a place of intimacy, it's a place of love, it's a place of encounter. Be pursuing God in this season to encounter him in a fresh way. You know, your Father, our Heavenly Father, is so good. He wants to encounter you daily. We've settled into this kind of idea, this lie, that says, you know what, one touch from God, that's got you for life. You have an encounter with Jesus and you need to live on that for the next 30 years. I don't believe that that's the case. I actually believe Holy Spirit wants to love you daily. I know I'm a dad, and I know a hug with one of my kids. If I have a hug in the morning, I need one by lunch, at least. Am I right? Probably earlier. Yeah, can confirm. But if that's my heart, and I'm an imperfect father, your perfect Father wants to encounter you moment by moment. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in this season. I thank you for this new season. And Lord, I ask that every one of us here, well, would position ourselves to catch the new wave of your presence. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I break off all depression, despondency, and despair that may have settled on us. In Jesus' name. Lord, I just release fresh faith, fresh hope, fresh fire over each person here in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you would tune our ears to hear your voice. As we read your word in the Bible, Lord God, as you encounter us, Lord God, just in our spirits, even in our dreams, Lord, that you would speak to us, that we would hear your voice clearer and clearer and clearer. And Lord, I ask that you would gather us up to the higher place, that each of us would walk in a new level of intimacy with you. Lord, I pray that every person here would know who they are, and how deeply they are loved by you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to the Beautiful Life podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing to our channel below. If you would like to keep in contact with us, you can sign up for our newsletter by emailing us at info@noordinarylife.co.za or visit our website. If you have any testimonies, please email us. We'd love to hear them. Until next time, have a blessed day.